Nolte, CEO Bob Iger says Disney will quiet the noise in culture wars. By John Nolte on September 21, 2023. Bob Iger, CEO of the Disney Grooming Syndicate, told nervous investors Wednesday that he intends to quiet the noise in the culture wars. Walt Disney CEO Bob Iger told investors the company will quiet the noise in a culture war that has pitted social conservatives against the global media and entertainment conglomerate, according to an analyst note on Wednesday. Iger's brief statement, included in an analyst report from Needham media analyst Laura Martin, was part of an investor's presentation on Tuesday at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, in which the CEO also announced Disney will double its investment in theme parks and cruise ships over the next decade. Disney is struggling to make its streaming business profitable, improve the quality of its films, position its flagship sports brand, ESPN, to stream directly to consumers, and potentially shed its television networks. In its most recent quarter, the company beat Wall Street's profit expectations but fell short on revenue. That's like the arsonist saying he's going to lower the house temperature. Does this mean Disney will stop employing creepy male transvestites to greet children at its theme parks? Does this mean the Disney Channel will stop pushing obscene transsexual propaganda that promotes surgical mutilation? Does this mean Disney Animation and Pixar will stop stealing the innocence of children by exposing them to adult sexuality, including homosexuality, transsexuality, and drag queens? Does this mean Marvel and Lucasfilm will stop woke raping our childhood heroes so they can be replaced with dull, perfect, sexless girl bosses? Don't bet on it. Disney started this fight. Everything was nice and normal at Disney, and Disney was making more money than it knew what to do with. Then Disney sold its soul to the leftist cursed of Zizby I cult and went right for our kids. Sought to pervert our kids. Oh, but now that the stick is in the toilet, Disney is all, let's quiet the noise. Okay, Disney, if you're going to do something, do something. Are transvestites still greeting children in your theme parks? Until I hear different, I'm going to assume they are. Is Kathleen franchise destroyer Kennedy still in charge of Lucasfilm? Is the unibrow Doompa Loompa who hates Snow White still playing Snow White? Is it safe to bring our kids to your movies, or are your movies still full of adult content no decent parent is prepared to expose their child to? Until you say different, we will assume nothing has changed. Disney is pure evil. Disney wants your children damaged, confused, neurotic, and hypersexualized. Why? Because broken people vote Democrat and are easy to exploit sexually. Disney hasn't repented. Evil never repents. Disney is lying. Disney is trying to hang on, that's all. Groomer Bob is facing another Marvel catastrophe when the Marvels arrives in November. The reported cost is $275 million. Groomer Bob spent $275 million on girl bosses no one likes. Watching Disney crash and burn is much more fun than watching its woketard movies and TV shows. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, September 26, is available for pre-order. You can read an exclusive excerpt here.